Hey, Mama, welcome to the One Income Family podcast. Have you ever sat down and really thought about your ideal date or, you know, even your ideal family vacation? And I don't just mean the overall activity, but the things that bring you closer and build relationship that will last through the fights, the sickness, and the heartache. I'm sure that if I asked you what a date was, you would probably spout out what the world says a date is, which, you know, you see on the movies. It's going out to eat at a high-end restaurant, these fancy clothes and no kids around, or these family vacations where you have to leave the house and rent expensive, I about said U-Hauls, RVs, or go on these big trips on, like, I don't know, a safari trip or a boat trip. I can't think of what that's called, but I'm sure you'll get what I'm saying, right? A sail trip somewhere. But I don't think that that's what a true date and family vacation should look like. Now, maybe that's something that you would enjoy, yes, but does it really build true connection? Whenever I go out to eat, no matter who it is that I'm with, I don't feel like we really get a talk, or at least about anything deeper than how was your day and what's the weather like. Whenever my family says that they want to go out and eat, I generally invite them over to my house because I would rather eat homemade food because, one, I think I cook better than going out to eat, and two, I just feel like the conversation is deeper and stronger and longer because you stay there. What, you go out to eat, you're there maybe an hour, hour and a half max, and then you're gone. And a good at least 60% of the time you're eating. So that doesn't really leave that much time to talk and that much time to get into a deep conversation. And so, I mean, going out to eat is not my thing, obviously. So I never find myself wanting to go on dates because that is the picture the world has painted it to look like. Now, you may be wondering what this has to do with budgeting, but I promise you, just like last week when we talked about how important your fundamental needs are for you to be truly capable of diving into your finances, knowing what you and your family enjoy and consider a true connection covers more than just connecting and building relationships. So by sitting down and discovering what you all enjoy doing and not doing will flow over into your finances. And if you already know what those activities are that bring you joy, you can easily and quickly find a more frugal way of doing them. So go grab your pen and paper, Mama, because you are not going to want to forget today's juicy tips. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. So you want to live abundantly. You want to thrive on one income. You want to stop feeling like you had to sacrifice everything to become a stay-at-home mama. But you don't know where to start. You obviously know how to budget or you would never become a stay-at-home mom, am I right? You're already cutting costs, so I mean, what else is there to do but find a way to bring in more income? I want to challenge that thought. I don't think you absolutely need more income. I don't. I don't think more money is the answer. And that is why I offer you a free clarity call to help you figure out your next move so that you can stay a stay-at-home mom. And then, you know, still thrive because that's what you want, right? Still live that abundant life that brings you and your family joy, peace, and happiness. So come on over to calendly.com/MollyBunnell and book yourself a free 30-minute clarity call. That's again at www.calendly.com/Molly-ell, so that you can take that first step away from sacrifice and towards freedom. Alrighty, so I probably have you on your toes, super excited, trying to figure out what my 5 secrets are to crafting, you know, the best date and still be frugal, right? Well, that is what I am super excited to talk about today because, you know, whenever I go and I watch movies, I love to watch, you know, those Hallmark movies, the romance ones, and see all those things. But when you think about it, it's not realistic. It's one way of doing things, but it's not a way that actually brings us joy if we sit down and actually think about it. And that's actually what my number one secret is. My number one secret to crafting this, you know, frugal date that you actually enjoy is by defining it, by knowing what it is that you enjoy. The things that you don't enjoy doing. What are the things that your husband likes to do? What are the things that your children like to do? Because, you know, the dates that I'm talking about aren't just, you know, your husband and yourself, but dates that you go on with your children to connect with them, or family dates, which we call vacations, or family weekend activities. You know, it's a date is essentially just connecting with someone and getting to know them better, really deepening the relationship. But if you don't know what fills your cup up, if you don't know what actually makes your family feel loved, then going on a high dollar cruise isn't going to do anything. It's not going to be the thing that you think is going to magically make your relationships deeper and stronger and all this stuff. Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun activity, but it's not going to build that connection that maybe you're wanting this to be. And so that's why I really think that when you start with defining it, the first thing that you should do is actually read this book called 5 Love Languages. There's actually a 5 Love Languages for children's. I'm not sure if that's actually like the right title. I just know that there's one for parents and learning with their children's love languages. I've yet to read that. So when I do, I'll let you know how it is. But reading the 5 Love Languages will help you learn what your love language is, and it will help your husband learn what his love language is, so that when you are actually going to create these activities, going to create these experiences that are supposed to build connection and relationship, that it's actually going to do that and not just going to be something that, oh, I saw it on the movie, thought it'd be fun, thought we'd try it, and it didn't do what I imagined it would do. You need to know. So then second, after you know like what you, what actually fills your cup up and actually brings you joy and love, then you need to actually sit down and create a list of things that you enjoy doing. Things that fill your cup up, things that bring you joy. But I don't mean like the sentimental things either, because a date is just supposed to be something fun, something to change up the scenery, and it's just supposed to get you out of what you normally do, which kind of leads me into my next thing. So you may even learn that you don't really have to do anything special. You just have to build these things into your daily life, which, like I said, this builds into the second thing. The second secret is don't use a date as a last attempt to connect in a way that you should be doing daily. Yes, I said daily. If you have to, weekly, depending on how your weekly life is, but I suggest you connect with your family daily. Even if you have 10 kids, you can find a way to connect with your children. So when you put that much pressure on a date, a family vacation, or any kind of activity, It tends to feel more like a chore instead of something fun and different that gives you a little change in routine so that it doesn't get stagnant. It should not be your only source of showing love. That's what a date is. That's what connecting is. That's what these activities are, is showing love. But they should not be the sole way that you are doing it. You should have fundamental needs, like for your relationships. A date is, it's just pretty much changing up the scenery so that things don't get stagnant. I know I'm just kind of repeating the same thing over and over again, but I want you to understand that the date is not what's going to keep your relationships flowing. It's the daily things that you do. So just use a date as a fun thing, as a fun activity to laugh, to get to show like what your hobbies are, what your skills are, not as something that's really going to dive deep into getting to know a person, because that's what you should be doing daily. I know that's why I said earlier that I don't like going out to eat, because I don't feel like I can have that deep conversation. And so I just don't enjoy it. And my love language is connection. I want you to sit down on the couch with me, look me in the face, and talk to me. That's my love language. That's how I know that you love me, that you want to connect with me. And yeah, there might be other pieces in there with it, but that's what I like. So when we go out on a date, I don't really want to go out and eat, but there's a but there. My husband likes to go out to eat. I haven't really questioned him on it, and I think I should have. It would have been some good data to put in this, right? But I wonder why. Like, I know that his love language is words of affirmation, so that means telling him that he's doing a good job kind of things, but I also feel like his is a little bit of buying things for him. Like, he loves that kind of thing, and since we don't have the finances to do that a lot, I feel like he likes to go out to eat for that reason. And so even though I don't really enjoy it, it's something that he enjoys, so I do it for him so that he feels loved. And that's what it should be. That's what a date should be, where we do things that each of us enjoy, maybe not at the same time, but we do it so that we can truly connect with each other. So, like I said, a date is pretty much just changing up the scenery so that things don't get stagnant. So if you don't have fundamental needs already in place, then a date, it's not going to change much. It's not going to really deepen that connection, because you don't know how to deepen that connection. You need to already be working on that in the home. So I suggest, if you don't have that, if you don't have a daily or weekly fundamental need thing that you guys enjoy doing together, maybe it's sitting down on the couch, maybe it's like my husband and I, we like to get ready for bed together at the same time, and we talk while we're doing that, really deepening our relationship. It doesn't happen every night, but it happens often, and we are able to deepen our relationship on a daily basis, or like I said, almost a daily basis. But if you already have your fundamental needs in place, you know, to keep those connections in place. And yes, you can do it with your kids too. Even if you have, like, I about said 20 kids, that might be pushing it. But there are some people that I listen to on other podcasts and other Facebook pages who have 10 kids, maybe not quite 10, but at least 10 people in their family. And they are still able to connect with their children on a one-to-one basis. Maybe not daily because of how many kids that they have, but they do it weekly through like a rotational loop of, we put all the kids to bed except for maybe these two, and we stay up an extra 15, 20, you know, maybe 30 minutes, depending on what what you want, when you want your kids to go to bed, and then when you want to connect with with your husband, right? But you keep maybe two kids up, or maybe it's one, so that they can get both mom and dad, or maybe you want a deeper connection where it's just mom and just dad. So two kids get to stay up and one is with mom and the other's with dad. And then it's a continuous loop, right? Where each night it's a different kid. And that's how they connect with all their children on a deeper level. And that is something that is possible. And that's something that you should start with. You should start with figuring out how to connect, how it works in your lifestyle, how it works with the activities you have going on in your schedule. You know, there are ways of doing it. You just have to look and sometimes dig a little deep to figure that out. But that is where I suggest you start. If you aren't able to do anything else, I suggest starting there, because that is going to be, one, it's cheaper because you don't have to go out of the house and do anything, right? It's frugal. And two, it really deepens that connection. And that's what you want before you go out trying to look for fun activities. Because if you don't have that deep connection, then like I said, the dates are all for naught. You want those dates to make the connection even deeper because you're changing up the scenery. But if you don't have that connection already, then it's really not going to do much. I hate to say it, but that's the way it is. So start there, but then look for other fun activities that you're going to make, that are going to make you laugh together, like dancing, singing, cooking classes, going for a walk, riding bikes, you know, working out together. Those are just a few options. You have so many options out there that could cost a lot or could cost nothing. Some of these, most of what I've said, you can do at home. And then even if you just say, okay, well, this is a date and label it that way, then it will feel that way. But if you just say, oh, this is just another day, you know, it's just something that we do, then it's not going to feel like a date. So don't let anything distract you during this time. So what I mean by that is put away your phones, put away whatever it is that you want to stare at, put the TV away, put the computer away, the iPad, the phone, you know, whatever it is, put it away so it's not a distraction and you can focus on whether it's your children that you're hanging out with or your husband that you're hanging out with. Just put it away. There is a time and a place, and this is not that time and place. Okay, so from there, oh, yes, I also wanted to mention on this something that I have seen. I forget where I saw it, probably on Facebook, but I'm assuming it was originally a TikTok. I don't know. I don't have TikTok. I don't have a lot of social media. But anyways, one thing that I've seen that I really, really, really want to try is having like a friend babysitter kind of thing where you flip-flop babysitting. And it's essentially where your babies get to stay at their own house, they get to eat their own food, they get to go to bed in their own beds. And while, whether it's you that started or your friend, one of you or your husband will be over there taking care of their children, and your husband will be home taking care of your children so that everyone's fed and in bed at the times that they're supposed to be. And they even added a tip where you leave a house cleaner than the way you left it. So maybe do the dishes or something. You don't necessarily have to do that part, but I'm just talking about the babysitting part. I think that would be so much fun. And it would be a nice way of, you know, helping your friends out, helping each other out so that you can get out and connect, you know, without your children around. Or maybe you're a stay-at-home mom, and this is one way that you can go out and connect with one child at a time, you know, to really get to know them. So try that out, then come over to the Facebook group and let me know how it is, because I really want to try it. I just haven't really had the time to do that quite yet. Okay, so then secret number three is do not look to the world for guidance, because what the world says is important is not generally what's important to you. It's not your priority. It's not something that brings you joy. It's just the way the world likes to showcase things, like going out to eat at a fancy high-end restaurant in fancy clothes. Yeah, that stuff is fun and all, and it may be a fun experience, but it's not something that you want to do on a weekly or monthly basis, because one, your finances probably cannot afford that. I don't even know if I would want to go there. I'd probably go there and be like, man, I could have made this better than what I ate, right? I hate going out to eat for that reason too. But don't look to the world for guidance. Look inside you. Look inside your family. What do you enjoy doing? What do they enjoy doing? What's a priority to you? What's a hobby? I mean, go off of those things and start from there. So then how do you make this all frugal, right? So that is secret number four. You make it frugal simply by changing up the scenery, but doing the same thing. Yeah, it's as simple as that. When you figure out what your fundamental needs are as a family, you don't really have to do anything but change the scenery so that it doesn't get stagnant, literally. So say you like to go on a walk. Go on a walk at the park instead of at your house. Go on a walk in a different town and look at all the different history that maybe they have in their on their streets, or the different climate, or the I don't really want to say weather, because, you know, sometimes that can be a good or a bad thing. But I mean, there are so many different places you can go to on a walk, get the same deep connection, but get to explore something different. You can go to the park, you can go to a different town, you can go to a museum, you can go to a basketball game. You know, there are things that if you want to add price to it, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to. You can go on a walk in the middle of the night and look at the stars if you can do that. I wouldn't be able to do that right now. I'd fall asleep. But you get the point. Figure out what you can do, what's important to you, what you enjoy, and then just change up the scenery. The things that bring you joy at home are going to bring you joy no matter where you're at. So just do the same thing somewhere else. That is the cheapest way that you can go on a date. And it's frugal and it's fun and you actually get something out of it. So some things that you may like to do at home can be, you know, dancing. Then go to take classes, you know, if you can afford it. If not, you know, find a friend that maybe they know how to dance and they can teach you guys how to dance or something like that. Go to a concert if you like to sing. Do karaoke or go to a musical. There are so many things you can do. And yes, there may be times that you want to save up some money for these things that are more expensive. But it's not the things that you're going to be doing on a weekly basis. If you do like a weekly date or a monthly date, you know, those are going to be the things that are special for like anniversaries or Christmases or something fun like that, where it's not maybe but four times a year, if that. So you have time to save up for those things and you can still do it. So don't write off the things that you enjoy, even though they are more expensive. Just make it a reason, like make it something that's more, there's more weight to it, there's more value to it than just a normal date that you would go on. Okay, and then from there, secret number five is just rinse and repeat. The things that you already enjoy doing, the things that you figured out that your family loves, keep doing it. Keep doing it until they're like, okay, mom, this is getting boring. Can we do something else? Then do something else. Or maybe every five times you do the same thing and then you flip-flop it. Or maybe you have five things that you do like a loop schedule on that you do. Well, this week we are doing number one. Next week we're doing number two. Next week we're doing number three, you know, until you get all the way through it. Then you start over again. Figure it out. Figure out the things that you enjoy doing that don't cost a lot of money, that bring you and your family joy. And it's essentially like, you know, just meeting your fundamental needs outside of the home so that it doesn't get stagnant and boring. And you get out of the house and you meet people maybe, or you just focus on yourselves. You know, there are so many things. Fellowshipping at church, you know. You can do whatever it is that you want to do. The sky is the limit. You just have to sit down and figure out what it is and then just keep doing it. Rinse and repeat. Okay, so to recap it all, because that was kind of a lot. One, define what brings you and your family joy. What's going to fill your cup up? What are your love languages? What is it that you enjoy doing? Number two, you should have already in place. If not, you need to start one right now. Like I said, if that is the only thing you do from this episode, that is the thing that I want you to focus on, is you should have a daily or weekly fundamental need created for connecting and building relationships with your husband, with your family, before trying to implement any dates that consist of going out of the house. The outings will be so much more enjoyable if you do, because a date is just a changing of the scenery for what you're already doing at home. That is as simple as it is. What you enjoy doing with your family, you just do it somewhere else so it doesn't get stagnant and you don't get bored of doing it, so that you can come back home refreshed and ready to keep going and learning about each other. Number 3, do not look to the world for guidance. What you see on the movies, they may look fun, but if it does not fit your personality, it will just be a waste of time and money. Don't look to the world. Number 4, just change up the scenery. It's as simple as that. The most frugal thing you can do, the best thing you can do that's going to build relationship, it's going to create connection deeper and stronger, is just to take what you are already doing and change up the scenery. Do it in a different town. Do it in a different state. Do it in the country. Do it at night. You know, there are so many options. And then just rinse and repeat. Do the same thing over and over again until it gets boring. And maybe it won't. Maybe it's something that you enjoy so much that it will not get boring. But that is what you need to do. That is how you can make the perfect frugal date that you actually enjoy, because it will be perfect to you. It's going to be something that you enjoy. It's going to be something that you already know is going to fill your cup, because you are doing it at home and all you're doing is changing up the scenery. So like I said, please, if the only thing you get from this episode is to go and create your own family, relational, fundamental needs, something that you do daily, something that you do weekly with your family, with your kids, that is in the home to, you know, boost the connection, to really get to know each other, then that is what I want you to do. Forget everything else. Forget the frugal. Forget the money. Forget the activities. And just focus on your family. Okay. And before you go, I just want to invite you to hop on a free 30-minute clarity call with me. This is a call that will help you decide the direction that you should take on your one income journey. I know you're trying to decide if you need more money, more income, or not. And that's exactly what this call will do for you. So please head on over to www.calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, ENELL, and grab a free 30-minute call so that you can continue down this path with less stress and overwhelm. All right, I will see you guys next week, and I pray you have a great week and weekend, and definitely come on over to the Facebook group so that we can get you some fundamental needs. If you already have them, put them in the comments. You know, I would love to hear, or maybe make your own post. Post a picture of yourself and your family doing one of your fundamental needs as a family. I think that would be so cool to get to know you and to really connect. So I'll see you next week. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.